This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It started for Baton Rouge Patrol Officers Blaine Salamone and Howie Lake with this call.
Copy suspicious call, too. He called the gun on a complainant and told him he couldn't be around there.
Minutes later, it ended for 37-year-old Alton Sterling with this.
They shot him?
What happened in between? Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Dabadie says we still don't know.
There is a lot that we do not understand. And at this point, like you, I am demanding answers.
Those answers won't be coming to local police. Governor John Bel Edwards has called the feds to take over.
The lead agency conducting the investigation in this matter will be the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. They will be assisted by the Middle District of Louisiana U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI.
They'll be viewing surveillance video from the convenience store where Sterling was killed, along with police dash cam and body cam footage.
There is body camera footage during the altercation. The body cameras did come dislodged, but they stayed on and recording at that time.
While we wait for answers, there have been calls to action.
I'm calling on anybody in this city with any backbone to go and arrest those two officers.
And calls for calm.
I'm asking for community leaders here to work with all of us to ensure that we remain calm and peaceful as the details continue to unfold.
Meanwhile, 15-year-old Cameron Sterling is calling for something, someone else. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.